all morning, isn't it? Okay.
All right, good morning, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Culk. We're meeting for our administrative portion of our regular scheduled commission meeting. It's 11:10 on March 12, 2014. I don't have any opening comments for the admin portion.
Let's see if no opening comments.
Julie? Nope.
Okay, we have several items on consent. I would move passage of the consent items.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
All right. Thank you, Alana. All righty then. Let's see. Go right to discussion. Let me grab my folder. Media inquiry protocol. I asked Stacy to put this on the agenda just so the three of us could talk about it one more time now that Stacy's on board. And what else did we say, Stacy, about that? We just wanted to walk through it a little bit.
I believe that you were provided a copy of what currently is in the policy. It's just the number 3 media contacts. And I think, just take a look at it. Is this, you know, still what you guys agree with? And because I was asking the questions, just being new, if I get a media contact, what do I do with it? So that's kind of where the conversation started.
Well, speaking for me, I quite honestly, I didn't even know we had a written policy on it. But our
kind of nice to look at.
But the policy that I've been following that before is what the written policy is. So that in itself is a shock as well. So, but I
we're doing what we say we're going to do.
I think that makes sense to me. I just to clarify if I should change, but if staff gets a call that they feel appropriate, I think they answer it. Then they all let all three of us know. I've only had one time since I've been here where the staff answered something I didn't think they were supposed to, and it wasn't a technical person. So I like the idea of giving it to all the commissioners at the same time. That's the only thing I think maybe the three of us talk about. Like if Stacy gets a phone call from – if they're asking for one of us specifically, I think it goes to that one. But if they're saying in general, you'd send it to all three of us. We got a media inquiry question, and then we would respond back. That's kind of the way we followed on it.
Has it had anything to do with portfolios or not? Just
sometimes if there's more expertise in one area, but we haven't, we didn't. Sometimes certain portfolios lend commissioners to talk more to the media, and so we kind of give it to all three and didn't want to cut somebody out.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something we could sure talk about. We, the three of us, I don't think have had much problems with it, but.
No problems that I recall, but. Just clarity, mostly for Stacy, I think, is probably the biggest.
So what I'm hearing you saying is if I received a media call and they weren't asking specifically for one of you, I would send out to all three of you that I received this call, this is what they're looking for, and then
we would deal with it.
The three of you would deal with whoever responds.
And then we should have, just so you know, that it's been taken care of. And because if you don't hear back from any of us, then you'll want to hound us more. But we should circle back. Just to make sure there isn't a media inquiry out there that hasn't been addressed.
However, you know, the discretion thing I think is really important. As far as the first attempt to get them with a commissioner, you know, if it's on policy or things like that, I'd say that's important, but you know, if they call with a question, you know, is it true that you have moved the starting time back from 10 to 10:30? We sure don't want to have them messing around trying to first contact a commissioner before you give them a straight answer.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I was under the assumption if it was something easy that I can help them with, then I would definitely do that. If it's, hey, can I get a copy of the news release that you sent out? Or where would I find this on your right. website? Or, yeah, what time is the meeting? Or what location is the hearing at? Then, I'm more than happy to help them with that. But if it was anything, that gets into policy or opinions or anything like that, then I would send it to you guys.
And then I like the way the staff does. If Pat talks to somebody about pipeline safety, a quick question, if it's a technical question, he'll always email the three of us letting them know he's at the media inquiry, or Sue does that as well. Can you guys all copy Stacy on those too, just for awareness? Did you copy Scott on those before? I don't even know.
Not necessarily.
I'm looking at you.
I did. I mean, I figured that was.
Yeah, let's make sure Stacy gets the copy on those two. I'll throw something else out too. That this is election season, and so just speaking for me, if you get a phone call that you can tell is purely a political phone call, I would just as soon if you refer them to my personal cell and don't bother sending that over. That's a fine. So I tell that to John because sometimes it'll be, you can tell if it's a political call. And that's not something I want you to handle. I think that makes sense.
Yes.
Once again, it's discretion. But that's where just give them our cell numbers and our emails are all out there on the other side too. I'm trying to think, is there anything else?
Nope. I think it's worked well how the, again, the, I guess you already mentioned this, the staff gets the call directly and responds and forwards what the response was and notifies Stacy. I don't want anybody getting confused that we're trying to change that.
I have a question then, two questions. Staff, as I understand it and the way I've done it, but as I understand other people do it, I think we were always asking for a commissioner first, giving a commissioner an opportunity. But it may have been, and I don't get many of these, so I don't really recall, but it may have been the portfolio holder. But what I'm hearing here is send it out to all three. Allow any one of you the first opportunity. So in relation to that, I think it would be helpful if you're, even if you haven't finalized it and wrapped it up, if you write back to that person that says, I got this call, and say, I'll take it or I'll try to reach him or something. So we know if one commissioner writes back but two don't, we still don't know if it's getting answered by a commissioner. Do you see what I'm saying?
I thought I heard Julie say that we would do that. And that's
yes.
Kind of what we're doing.
And I thought it was kind of at the at the end. I've talked to them, but I would appreciate, I think, and I think Stacy will in practice, that you're going to try to reach him or something. Just so we know, even if the person calls back a half an hour later, you can say, yes, Commissioner Calk said he'd try to reach you or something like that.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
And the reason I think it's important to let all three of us know, when I get a note that somebody wants to talk about grain elevators, I wouldn't engage unless there's something substantive I wanted to add. I would defer to Randy most of the time. But it's the awareness that all of us have that somebody's inquiring about that is why I think it's so important. Mm-hmm. So, okay.
Thank you.
Going once, going twice?
Just to clarify, though, Alana, what you were saying. So does Sue, when she gets calls on, you said that you thought the policy was that you guys get a direct call, you first say to the reporter, would you like to talk to a commissioner?
First say we will, I think she says, I don't want to put words in her mouth, but I think this has probably happened 100 times in the last few months. It's been just referred over to Commissioner Chrisman as portfolio holder, thinking that that was what we were supposed to do. So
we should all have the awareness of it.
Yes, I understand that now, and believe me, that will happen, but I kind of think that's what was happening.
But it seems like there's been a fair number of media calls that have come in where then we just hear back, Michael Pates called, he was wondering about this, and this is what I said. Or somebody calls Jerry, you know, and we hear without any, like, to the commissioners, did you want to take this? It's already been handled.
Yes, and that may, and again, I don't want to put words in Sue's mouth. If Sue's here, she maybe should come in. That may have been a Commissioner Chrisman is out, so Sue answers it and then sends that I talk to the press thing, which is the second email.
Yep.
Was we're going to
so
do
we
that.
We should be clear on what we want.
Yes.
Do we want all the media calls to come to us first?
I only want the media calls that are asking for me or asking for a commissioner.
And if you do look at the wording of the policy right now, it does say whenever possible, however, such inquiries should be referred first to a commissioner. So it is implying that the commissioners would get first.
First take at the answering
it. So that's the wording of it now.
Okay. Yeah, and I think all this needs a lot of discretion. If it's late in the afternoon and there's a story breaking on a reclamation issue and none of us respond back shortly, mm-hmm. I think we need to trust Jim as the director then to answer that as he chooses, you know. So depending on the timing and the importance and everything, I think everybody has to use discretion as to, I mean, how long do you wait for us to respond, whether we are available to respond or not?
Right.
Just every situation is going to be a little different.
I don't think we have a problem
I don't think so, but I think it's heard of something a little different.
Well, but I think it's also the awareness, though, because the same thing, like if what's really important, I think, is if anybody talks to the media, they let everybody know they talked to the media.
Right.
Because then if Sue gets the call and she says she talked to Michael Pates and here's what she said, I get that right away. If I disagree or I have something to add, I'll jump on the phone right away. It's having the visibility that we know that Jim has talked to somebody or Stacy's talked to somebody or Julie's talked to somebody. That's the part that we want to make sure we keep, is we know what's going on.
Right.
So
I think we're okay. We understand, and we won't wait forever for three answers back. We understand that.
That's a call I've gotten. It's a matter of asking the status of a particular application.
Yeah.
Sure. I guess rather than defer that to a commissioner.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead and respond, and then send the email to the commissioners. And I used to send it to Scott as well. And,
My sense has been the staff kind of knows what are the things that they should respond to and what are the things that might be more appropriate for a commissioner, and they defer where appropriate. And I think that's worked well, and that's what we should continue striving for.
Yeah. And I think we've done the fact that we haven't discussed this for 14 or 15 months since two commissioners came on board shows that our staff has done a good job of using good discretion on these cases.
Or maybe 18 years since the official policy was developed.
All right. Okay, B2. Mr. Gallion, you'd like to digitize paper records. What the heck did you convince me to put this on for? You're up to something.
I am usually up to something. Most time, no good. The legislative management study on the physical space that the commission has.
Okay.
We talked about the options of additional space if additional people were brought on. And we have three vaults, most of them full of paper. And so
Where's the third one at? Am I missing
In
one?
The basement.
Oh.
I know Jim's here. There's a lot of reclamation records down in the vault. What we were talking about is being the budget
now.
Cycle is coming up. Do we want to entertain the option, or does the commission want to entertain the option of trying to put forth a one-time budget request to hire and outsource this and once and for all get all of these records digitized?
Now I remember. What I told Josh was I thought it seemed reasonable, but I wanted to talk to directors about it and all of you. Maybe this is something we could do for our next directors meeting, have all the directors go back and see if it's something that you can digitize or you can't digitize, because I know we must have some maps from statehood back in reclamation and everywhere else, and it just seems like something we should do. We did a good job when Jenna's still here putting a lot of stuff on microfiche. That's freed up a lot of space. So I wasn't against that. If
I do have a budget-type estimate on what reclamations would cost. It's an older estimate, but it would give us some idea.
Jim, is there any downside to doing this? I mean,
it's just a lot of records out there, and it's the stuff, a lot of it probably won't be used, but some of it is required to maintain, some of it's like a program, so that's all fun.
Who determines what has to be saved and what is just down there because that was the easiest thing to do?
Well, I guess that's something too, to go back and look up what we have for, and most of it's some of the old mining fields, the mines that are all reclaimed, everything bond released, and I guess to rethink what we retain there and what not. So I think it's a good thing to think about something to discuss.
It's really an important decision because when we decide to do that and get rid of some of those old records, you know.
Wait, we don't get rid of them. We give them to the Historical Society. That's what we did for Pat stuff, right?
So we move from one vault to another vault?
Yeah, but it's their vault.
currently, the Historical Society is looking at a method for doing something different with the records, too, so that they don't necessarily go to historical. They may just get stored online somewhere. There's some discussion there as well.
Let's move this to director's meeting agenda.
Absolutely. All right, well, Steve, if you can put your dust off those numbers, and then let's flush this out. That'll be our topic one for the director's meeting. But I thought it was worthwhile.
But do all directors know now that we're thinking about this so they can be thinking about what things are appropriate for this and what things or need to be saved just as they're being saved?
Who are we missing here? Mike? And you'll talk to...
Well, and we'll write up the pending action thing that says, here's your to-do list from the meeting.
Oh, sure. They should be paying attention.
I'm hoping that we don't have a lot to worry about. So,
after Kara took care of your stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Josh. Interim IT committee, Mr. Call, I thought we took care of this already.
I think to a great degree we have.
I'm just kidding.
I just wanted to make sure that we were all on the same page. We're not going to have any comments for tomorrow and see where it takes us.
Okay, so refresh me again. What time is it tomorrow?
11:15.
Okay. I had not planned on going, but I didn't know if Randy and Julie wanted to go. If we have more.
I'll be in Fargo tomorrow, so I can't.
Okay. Well, that's easy. If you can go, then it's not a meeting. Cause you're open.
What time is it being presented today, Steve? Can you refresh me?
2 or 2:15.
Yeah.
Will you be down there?
Yes.
You know, depending on what exactly is presented and how it's presented, maybe we change our mind.
That is a possibility.
So I think it's important that you be down there and hear the advanced version. But based on what we expect at this point, I think we're on course. I don't think any comments are necessary at this time tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right.
All I needed.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Josh, Legislative Council Agency Budget Visitation Questionnaire.
Yes, every 2 years before
Must
the budget.
Must be audit season, huh?
It's budget season. And Legislative Council will want to come up, just like OMB will come up and visit. Legislative Council, they give us a questionnaire. We fill out, give it back to them, and then they come up and visit with you and talk about
it. Is that where you and I sat down in the office with Pam a couple of years ago, or is that something different?
That would have been OMB's side. Okay. They'll visit with us as well, but this is legislative matter.
I don't recall ever doing this before.
So they get a budget, so they aren't as in the dark?
Yes.
Okay.
I put together... 2 years ago I put it together. I think I gave everybody a copy. I emailed that around just for review, and I just wanted to make sure that the commissioner didn't have any problems with me starting to fill it out, working with the directors. Of course, you will all have the ability to weigh in before we submit it.
When's it due?
They didn't give me a due date. They do want to meet with us end of March, early April, so I'm thinking we should have this finalized by around March 25th.
Okay.
And what kind of stuff do they look at? I'm sorry, I haven't looked at the questionnaire.
Oh, one-time budgets, changes in operations. They just want kind of a broad overview of...
any big changes is what they're trying to scare out.
Okay. So how would you envision wrapping this up? Do you get all the staff work with the directors and then meet with the three of us or individually talk to us, or what are you thinking?
I'm thinking I'll compile the document. We'll answer all the questions. Distribute it to the three commissioners and then get your feedback, probably individually, and then update it, resend it with any major updates.
Okay.
I don't know if we want a work session to talk through it.
If we need one, I could schedule one, I guess. Okay. All right. Geez, you're down again. Recruitment, retention, performance, bonus, policy.
Yes, at the last budget meeting that we had, we talked about available funding dollars, and this topic came up. And I guess just trying to see the interest of the commission in trying to get one of these developed for the PSC. I do have a sample of one that I've collected from another agency, if you'd like to see it.
Don't we have our bonus policy in place?
We have a performance bonus policy.
Okay, which is...
I am adding either recruitment and retention possibilities to that as well.
To the same policy for the same pool of money? Or are you talking about creating something new to use for, like, the gas safety guys who we know are in high demand and we want to have a bonus to keep them here after they complete their certification?
This would be all the above, rolled into probably one policy.
Well, isn't the performance bonus policy just, like, this whatever criteria we use for providing those $3,000 bonuses? Or
$1,000.
Yeah. Nine, right?
See, I see these as separate.
They are separate issues, but they could all be rolled into one policy with different criteria.
Is it the same pot of money, though?
Same pot of money. It all comes out of available salary dollars. There's no money elsewhere. It has to be within current appropriations.
I don't care whether you do one or two. Yeah. Just if you want to put something together, that's fine by me. And we could
I can that's do that.
That's a good director's item topic there again. Mm-hmm. But any of the directors, is there any downside to flushing this out a little bit? I think it's something to look at.
No, I actually think it should be expanded a little bit more to, you know, to look at, you know, when there are available dollars to do something. And in fact, I'm planning to make some recommendations here fairly soon, because based on recent hires at lower levels of people that have been in there to use up those, I guess, salary dollars so we don't lose ground. And that. And we've got several situations like that right now in recreation AML. So it's a matter of having a policy to make sure we don't lose ground as we budget for the next biennium. And if we have lower salaries going into the next biennium because of people leaving and new people hired at lower levels, then we actually lose ground going forward. So
right.
I guess try to avoid situations like that. So.
These cannot affect base pay. These are one-time payments. If you make them sustainable for any period of time, these are financial irregularities that have to be reported to the budget section of the legislative.
Well, and that's why flushing out a policy is good, because I can see a recruitment. You give somebody X amount of dollars. They come out, work for you for some period of time. The retention is, I think, the hybrid of what Jim might be talking about. If you deal out a retention policy for somebody for 4 years or something, that could span the biennium. I think it's really good to flesh out what this really means.
The laws and the rules are vague, so this is really a lot of discretion at the commission, depending on what kind of hooks you want to put into this, whether, you know, what rate you want it repaid, agreements for duration after it's paid. All of those could be considered.
All right, why don't you do what we pay you to do and make something good draft for us, all right?
I'll do, sir.
When's our next director's meeting? Tuesday? Give us your first draft by Tuesday, right? What day is today? You got a whole week. Tuesday. Give us your first draft.
We'll do.
Keep you busy. You're not thinking other things to do.
And then before you make me turn my mic off.
Or before you voluntarily do, because you're going to get too much more, many more projects.
I have you down for legislative management update, too, on my write-in for
yes,
the discussion.
Yeah. Just went downstairs. I was hoping for some kind of morsel of information that Pam was providing to the budget section of the legislative council. She gave nothing. Other than to say it'll be April, maybe May, by the time we get the governor's guidelines.
I thought we
just seem to be getting later and later.
Why? So late?
No idea.
What did we just
do? They do in July?
July 15th will be our budget due date. Pam also made a comment about how they feel that the budget submissions will start July 15th, but probably wind up into October. They're already expecting a lot of extensions. So, which just pushes us back further and further when we don't get the governor's. Because we can begin developing a budget, but it will be blindly.
It'll be what?
We'll be doing it blind. We don't know exactly what the governor will be allowing or disallowing or requiring.
We'll develop our budget like we would normally do it, and then we'll just have to tweak it. I don't think we wait till July.
Yeah, I think we build our budget based on what we need.
Yeah.
Modify.
And absolutely.
And maybe it fits exactly in, or maybe it needs to be tweaked when we get his recommendations. But I think right now we ought to be working on building it for what is necessary.
All right. Anything else?
Well, the one thing, Senator I think Wardner, is that
Majority Leader?
Yes, I believe so. He made a couple of comments about the depressed ag and oil prices coming out of North Dakota. Apparently, we have our oil is discounted about 10%, and the comments surrounding that were because of transportation.
That is correct.
And rail. So that was a discussion topic downstairs as well. I thought I'd share that with the.
Did you offer to help Senator Wardner?
I did not offer any input.
Thank you, Josh.
Was that an item six? You had added a sixth?
Yep, I added a sixth. Legislative management update by OMB, because when Josh and I talked this morning, we thought I just wanted him to give an update, and he did. Okay, anything else for discussion that we wanted to add for Randy and Julie?
I'd like to add the discussion of the symposium on enhanced oil recovery. Wanted to get your guys' thoughts. I've talked to some folks in industry that are fairly excited about us doing something like that. And so it just comes down to, you know, starting to look at dates and players. The players, the key players seem pretty obvious in terms of, I think, the ERC, John Arju is one person that's been named a number of times. As he'd be, bring him in, and he can give the update on the technology. And then you've got to have the industry there to talk about the maturity of the Bakken and how and where and when. Maybe Lynn Helms is probably the right person there. And he might have some ideas of specific industry members, companies that are further along and maybe more inclined. And then if we wanted to bring in some of the coal companies, I don't know, or utilities, to talk about how viable they see this, wind timing. I mean, we know we're going to be needing, we're likely going to be needing new generation in the next 10 years. Mm. How do we, you know, work into that? How does this become a part of that planning discussion?
I think in fairness, you know, we would want to contact the Lignite Energy Council about those players in general. But I think in this case, Basin Electric is the obvious one that jumps out because of the gasification plant and that project where they're already selling CO2 for enhanced oil recovery. But also, you know, they went a long ways down the path of setting up a carbon capture system for one stream out of one of the Antelope Valley stations. And I won't put words in their mouth, but my understanding, I guess, is that it just turned out to be financially not feasible.
Right.
But that knowledge base is still there. And, you know, as some of you have heard me say in the past, I continue to be frustrated by the fact that it seems like in so many venues we explore every possibility, but when we're talking about carbon capture and enhanced oil recovery, it seems like I've never seen the value of the CO2 expanded beyond exactly what it's selling for today. And that seems to be the variable that I feel doesn't get explored enough. If there's not regulations forcing the capture, what might that market be when the oil companies really want it?
The other piece about Basin is they're the ones that are going to be needing generation. And so they're probably, I would assume, planning for additional generation now. In that, you know, between now and 2025, when they're so short. And so what are they thinking about? Is this a viable option for new generation? Because, yeah, like you said, the AVS site was, not feasible on an existing plan. So what do you guys have thoughts on timing? How you want to pursue? I was thinking early September personally, but I think summer is difficult, and I don't know that we could pull something off. Maybe May or early June.
Fine. Let me throw one more tweak in this. As I threw out there, I ironically was thinking about a reliability and security symposium. Mm-hmm. I was thinking more in the eastern part of the state because that's where most of the people live at, and we do a lot of stuff in the west, so. I was thinking this would work out well if we did the EOR one in the fall and did this security one earlier, if that'd be okay. Because I think this is great. I just think we have to put the right twist on it. So why is the North Dakota Public Service Commission having this? We're having it because impending CO2 rules, mm-hmm. EOR is what could save that. We also have short generation. So I think if that's the backdrop, I'm all for it.
Yep, utility.
Where would you want to do it at? You would. Bismarck, Minot.
Bismarck.
Okay. I'm for it. Yeah.
I also think it's good, and I don't know if summer needs to be ruled out, or maybe it is, because, I remember last summer we had some problems scheduling some things. I think that would be something that would be very difficult to put together with, you know, if we want the right people here. And then you start working around a bunch of people's travel schedules, I think it would be a stretch to think that you would get this put together for May. So
yeah, well,
perhaps
plus,
September
yeah.
is a good time frame.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's look at dates, maybe we can look at scheduling.
I'll drop that down.
Yeah. And then we can, who would we want to, from staff side, to help organize this?
Stacy always wants to volunteer for this kind of stuff. I think the generation people, probably. Stacy would have a lead, obviously, right? Put Ryan on it, maybe. I don't know. We could talk about that.
Okay.
I think that might evolve as we start putting together an agenda.
Sarah took the lead in the other one. She did a really nice job with that.
Well, maybe we have a work session then to talk about the agenda. We'll schedule that and dates, and then we can sort of bring our thoughts together and get the right staff and then kind of come up with who.
It'd be nice if we had like an initial conversation with, I mean, who are the big players going to be? They're going to be the Lignite Energy Council, because that's where the CO2 is going to come from, the Petroleum Council, because that's where it's going to go, and the EERC, because they have a lot of expertise in all this stuff. And then I think from those three conversations, our world expands as to who it is that we'd want to come to this. But
well, I've talked to Ron Ness about it initially, and I can follow back up with him. And bring that to our work session. And do you want me to do all of them, or do you guys want to chair? I'm open.
I'd be glad to contact
you want to
Jason Bohr or Jerry Groenwald, either one. Or
yeah, or I think, or John. I'll call John Arju. That was one that Ness had suggested I call him, so I'll talk to those two. You want to talk to Scott or Jason.
Okay.
And we'll set up the work session to hammer out more of the details.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's go right to scheduling?
Yep.
All right. Stacy, I asked Stacy to put this on for a meeting with all three of us, and Stacy just talk a little bit more about the position and what we would expect to have happen. So hope that's okay. I'm looking at dates here. The 18th, I got a 10 o'clock to 11, I got an opening.
What are we
basically, it's just going to be the three of us sit down with Stacy and just kind of go through the expectations that each of us has for the job and whether it's...
Okay, number one then.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought we were still talking about the enhanced oil recovery.
Oh, no, no.
I was thinking an hour.
So first off, does that work for you, too?
At 10.
10, right before our director's meeting.
I have a dental appointment at 9, so I might be very quiet. No.
Well, this
I think I should be able to be done in an hour.
Okay.
I hate going.
That work for you, Randy?
I used to like it. Now I don't.
Get a new toothbrush.
and a toy. I do like the toy.
At 10, you said, right?
10 a.m. right before the director's meeting, so that'd be good use of time if it
yes,
works.
I can do that.
Okay, so Esther, you're going to write these down now. Alana, Daryl usually gets these sent out, so if you guys can get these out right away. Stacy, does that work for you, perhaps?
Yes, you said the
18th,
right?
The 18th
at 10. Yes.
Beautiful. Okay, formal hearing, MDU generation rider, Mr. Diller. I don't see Mr. Diller, so we'll drop down.
Well, can we schedule it without him?
We don't know what dates from the company unless they've given us some dates that I haven't seen somewhere.
I'd rather just throw some dates at them then, at least since we're here.
Is Mike over there? Can we?
The notice will go the next. And the notice will go on the next meeting, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, okay.
Assuming that Jerry will be able to get that done. I'm assuming that, yeah.
Well, can we?
We can do whatever we want. It's just frustrating. If he will put it in the agenda, he should have given us some dates. If Jerry puts it, so.
Okay, so the notice would go out, and it would have to be 30 days after the 26th?
We have to allow for publication and all the different papers that are affected by MDU service.
Right. Well, maybe he can walk around to each of us. Figure out that calculation and what the dates are and look at some company dates and then walk around to each of us at before the next meeting and figure it out that way.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll do that.
I think so. Okay, work session 345 KV line for Jerry. Gave me some thoughts on that.
Yeah, there's a...
we have March 18th, 20th. The question I had is that the... I'm still indifferent on a work session right now that till there's more information that flushes out. So I didn't know what you guys thought about that.
I'm feeling the same way.
We're still waiting for things. So unless... I don't know what we talk about until we get more information. So,
well,
yeah, the records, yeah.
Go ahead, Randy, you have a thought?
I guess what I'm not sure about and what I would, I think the point would be, or maybe this is something staff, somebody needs to be sitting down with the company or somebody. I don't know, are we waiting for something that we don't need to be waiting for? I as far as I'm concerned, I'd like to be among the leaders on it, and I think if we want it to be somewhere or to not be somewhere, unless there's a good reason why we have to wait on various federal agencies, I'm ready to, I think, proceed.
I'm not. I want more information on the various routes that are under consideration and what we have. I mean, we have all the information on one route. That's the whole hearing was focused on. But there's a lot of discussion about other routes right now. And and I just am not... I want to see what information comes out from these other processes on those other routes. And I'm fine getting that, you know, the end of this month or what, on any of these dates as much as we can and revisiting and seeing where we're at. But
so what is our process? If we're not having a work session, we're not having a hearing, and they're not really, I think, supposed to be coming to us and presenting this information to us off the record. So how are they supposed to get that information to us?
I think that from my viewpoint, the purpose of a work session would be when we got to a point where we got some conclusion. The last work session we had, there's a lot of questions that individual commissioners had. Until they get those questions answered individually, there's not much point in getting back for a work session because the questions still haven't been answered. That's what I think I'm hearing.
Well, and I think that there's information that is part of our record that's still being developed. And I've asked Jerry to clarify for me what is going to be part of our record that's still being out there in terms of studies, et cetera, et cetera. And I, you know, that was on Monday when I last talked to him. So I'll find out from him on what is going to be a part of our official record and questions that I have if there needs to be, you know, additional information added to the record, then we'll proceed down that course. I'll proceed down that course. But right now, I believe that a lot of the information that I'm waiting for is being developed and will be part of our record because it's studies that we were waiting, you know, our work would be contingent upon. So, but that I'm not clear.
Well, do we want to pick something farther out than, because the 31st, I don't know that there'll be much available then. And so I could go back to Mitch and we could get some dates farther out.
Well, just Matt, before we move on to dates, I guess I'm needing to know, and I don't know if not necessarily at this moment, but what studies it is that are
occurring. The point, if we have these, this is not a scheduling discussion now. This is a discussion about the case. So if we want to do a work, if you want to do a work session on it, we can do a work session on it. But the point, this is not to go into it, have a work session right now. And that's what I'm, this discussion, I'll look over my general counsel, this is turning into a work session on the case. Right. So
discussion item.
Yeah. So how about, we can put something down for March 31st, Randy, and we can have answered all your questions then, and then we'll just move forward. If that's what we want to do, I'm fine with that. That's fine. Are you available the 31st? That's when Mitch is available.
I'm available.
Julie, how does your schedule on the 31st? Let's look back here a little bit. 31st or the 28th?
I could be available, let's see. After at 2 on the 31st.
Okay, let's do that. Randy, does that work for you? Mm-hmm. 2 p.m. at 31st?
Yep.
Okay, so we'll just basically go through the work session, answer your questions, Commissioner, and have Mitch give us an update of what may or not be added to the record as far as what he knows. That sound reasonable, General Counsel?
Yes, it does.
Okay, fair enough.
And I didn't write fast enough. Did you say 2?
2 p.m. Okay. The next one, work session on the Basin Lonesome Creek Station siting. Jerry put it down as a potential work session with some dates, and he also provided a draft order to us. I don't particularly need a work session on this case, but if one of you does, then we'll schedule one certainly.
I looked at the order, too, and didn't see anything jump out at me that I would have to question in a work session.
Okay. Randy?
I don't need one.
Okay, so then could we add that on for voting next meeting? That was easy. All right. Here we are, Patrick. The highlight of the day, Tom's backhoe service. When is Tom available?
Right. The week of April 28th, except not Friday, and the week the week of May 19th, excluding Friday.
Are you sure that April 28th will make 45 days plus service by mail time?
45 days.
Yes, 45. The hearing on a complaint is 45 days, 20 days to answer.
Well, the notice is going out today.
Yeah, I just quickly counted here while there was a discussion. I got to the end of April, so.
What did you say, Patrick? April?
Week of April 28th is okay. What I was thinking, but I was thinking 30, but.
And then the next week is which one?
I think
45
it's.
45 plus
I think
3
it's
days
enough
for mail.
45 plus 3, okay. Maybe we don't need to figure that out. But the other one is week of May 19th is a possibility.
3, 5, 6 times 7.
I like May 19th just because April 28th is a bad week. Southwest Power Pool's got a bunch of things I might try to go to. But
April 20, that week of the 28th should be enough. It is more than 45 days.
Okay.
But what was what did you throw up?
Well, I can make the end of that work. Like I could make May 1st work.
Which day did you say they count, Pat? May 2nd, right?
The Friday of that week. We're excluding Fridays.
May 1st works for me.
Okay. Randy, that work for you?
Yep.
There you go, Patrick, May 1st.
May 1.
Okay. And what time do we want to do it at? 10 o'clock? 9 o'clock?
Yeah, that's fine.
9 o'clock, okay, Jules?
Here.
The only thing would be is if he's going to drive, if that person is driving here for that day, I don't know. I think they could make it by the afternoon. But if you want to have it in the morning, they'd come in the day before. It's up to you.
9 o'clock sounds good to me.
9 o'clock.
Andy, is that okay with you?
Okay.
All righty then. Work session, MDU gas rate increase, rate design. Mr. Fawn. So we just said that yesterday and we asked to schedule it.
You asked to have it on scheduling, yep.
Okay, so you and I talked this morning. You said you have pretty much what I was asking for.
I think so. If you come by and take a look at what we have this afternoon and decide whether we're already ready for the work session.
Now, for Randy and Julie, I don't remember exactly what you guys were asking for, or if anything particularly.
I didn't.
You're good?
Have any
okay.
Requests.
Did you have anything that you were asking for? That you.
Well, I think it was clear. Let me just rephrase. I think I'm recalling this correctly. You had asked for some examples of how it would play out if the monthly rate was set at 12 instead of 18 or whatever it is. Yeah. And I said, let's put in a 15 option as well. And so we see incrementally how much change there
is. Can you do that 15 the same way you did the 12 that we talked about this morning?
Absolutely.
Okay, so that shouldn't take long.
Just for residential customer class.
Right.
So but I think and then to be clear, though, as you would lower that monthly flat fee, there's more than one thing that can happen. That can mean that that money is made up by shifting it to other classes, or that it's made up by the the amount that's charged by the volume of gas that that customer uses.
The distribution charge. Yep.
So
my analysis...
There's a couple of variables in each of those cases.
The simple analysis is if you change the base charge and then pick up any shortfall in the delivery charge for the residential customer class. That analysis is easy. Mm-hmm. If you're going to start working with other customer classes, then that's a little bit... It's going to take a little bit more time to get ready for an analysis like that.
I'm not
sure which way you want to go with that.
But after Pat and I talked some more, I clarified what I thought I wanted. And what I think I wanted, he can produce pretty easily.
Okay, good. Okay.
But if Commissioner Crispin wants something different, then it would take a little bit. I can put in the 12 and the 15 into the residential customer class and see what it does for a delivery charge, and you can see the impact in both terms of a per decatherm impact as well as a total revenue impact. But if you want to start adjusting the rates of any of the other customer classes, then we would take more analysis and preparation.
And the reason that I assume it would become complex is because you don't have an answer of, okay, which other class are you putting that in? Correct.
What I would do is I would prepare a spreadsheet. If you want to do some, you know, if you want to adjust all customer classes in some way, I would prepare a spreadsheet that would just allow you to plug in the number you want to plug in. You could see the impact, and it would show whether you're coming to the total revenue requirement that was approved for the company. That's my dream, my hope.
You guys can have this discussion separately. Yes. We should just schedule a date, and you guys can get together and talk through what Randy wants work session.
It is just for scheduling, exactly. Thank you, Commissioner. So back to that question. Today is March, isn't it? Hoofda. Next week, the 19th in the morning, looks pretty good for me.
Josh Gallien's birthday.
Oh, excellent.
Started out with the work session.
All right. How's the morning of the 19th for you, Commissioner Crisman?
You don't have to announce that.
March 19th.
Looks fine to me.
Okay. 10 o'clock again? We'll have something. Our favorite time?
Works.
Pat, 10 o'clock work for you?
10 o'clock.
All right, 10 o'clock it is. Okay, now Mr. Lean would like to have a MISO meeting. He gave me some dates. Mariah White from MISO wants to come up here. Ms. Pretty Patel is here. That is her name. She got hired by MISO. And they gave us some dates here of April 7th is bad. April 8th is bad. April 17th is the health department format. April 18th is Easter. April 29th. Wow. 29th of April?
Isn't that when you said there's something else going on? When we were talking about...
The Southwest Power Pool, but if we did it in the afternoon for them, I could make that work. We could do the 8th in the morning, I suppose. I could move things around. That might be better not to wait so long. How would that work for you two, April 8th in the morning?
How long does it take?
You know, it'll be the standard
day thing, usually is.
We have to meet individually with commissioners to introduce her new boss, Pretty Patel, who is now there. So it's an individual discussion. I misread that.
Short, informal. Okay.
So we don't have to make a big blown deal. So. To just pick a date that would work for all three of us, and we could pick individual times inside there.
That works fine for me that morning.
I got an email, and she wants times.
Sure. But, yeah, we could do that right now. I mean, I'm fine at the 8th, okay. April, and you find the 8th. So who wants to go first?
Randy?
Does it impact one of your calendars?
It looks like I'll be leaving at some point that day, but not till the afternoon.
I really like to, probably the same place you have to go. How about I pick 10 o'clock?
Do I need to go there?
No, you don't. You can. How about 9, 10, 11?
Okay.
That work? Or do you want 10, Julie?
Well, how about we start with Randy, and then everyone's done an hour earlier. 8, 9, 10. You're always here. 8:30. Is it an hour she needs with each of us, do you think?
Usually an hour. Mm.
She needs an hour?
Well, you don't use the whole hour. You don't have to.
Okay. So April 8th at...
What time do you want? 8:30, 9:30, 10:30. How about that?
Okay.
Perfect. We selling tickets to this thing today? All right. So who's going to tell that to them? Esther, you're way ahead of us, huh?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, we're getting there. MISLU meeting, we have that work session on the EOR symposium.
Let's try to do that sooner.
Yeah. And today is?
What about right after our 19th one? Or
oh, that's fine. Or before.
Didn't we do, we picked 10 o'clock, and that was for the, what was that for again?
I forgot already. MDU.
Yeah, so maybe, what about we do 9?
Perfect. Could we title that work session on EOR / Reliability and Security Symposium so we could talk a little bit about both of them?
Yeah.
And then I'll, if you two don't mind, I've got some thoughts about that. I'll have that roughed out better and just give you what I think. And I would like to do that before summer, but it might be hard. So we'll see.
Okay, so which day did we...
We pick the 19th at 9 o'clock.
Of March.
Of March. And we're going to call it the EOR/ Reliability and Security Symposium Planning Session.
And then I would challenge Stacy to come up with a more exciting term than symposium for these worldly events we create.
It seems like sometimes we get into these things and leave ourselves short of time. And now that if we're talking about two different ones, is an hour enough? Because we have something else scheduled for 10, or should we try and start a little earlier?
I don't like, unless we have to, I prefer
we'll do
not
the,
to
we'll
start
do the EOR symposium first. If there's no time left, I won't worry about the other one. I think if we have an hour, we'll use an hour. If we have 2 hours, we'll use 2 hours.
So 9 o'clock.
Yeah, that's okay with you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, any other discussion / scheduling items that I failed to add?
I had one, and that would be the wind decommissioning follow-up. Yes.
Okay, and Mr. Leon's not here today.
So we were just going to set a work session to kind of hammer out. He was going to work with the companies, right?
He was going to work on 4 orders and then have those orders ready to go.
Yeah, so maybe we should set that out a little bit.
Okay.
In, you know, maybe April.
April 15th. I have a wide open day, tax day.
Works for me.
What if we're still working on our taxes?
Mine have been filed, my friend. That work for you?
Yeah.
Julie, 10 o'clock, 15th?
Sure.
Okay, there we have it. Wind decommissioning for those 4 case numbers, April 15th, 10 a.m. Okay, one more time. Did we get anything else? Okay, the round table. Stacy, anything?
Now that you want to schedule a budget work session to talk about, you should be at some point. Or director.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, a budget session to talk about what we want to get going on with our budget.
When are you ready?
Regardless of the governor.
To do that. Give us last year's budget so we can hack it up.
I can be ready whenever you need me to.
April 15th?
Sure. That's getting...
It's late.
That's getting late.
Okay.
I was thinking sometime this month.
This month.
Yeah, that last week is kind of out.
April 15th is a great day.
What about...
I'm shot the 26th of March, John. But we have an informal on the 25th for some reason.
I think you moved that from the afternoon on the 25th.
Oh, sure we did. The morning of the 25th, I have nothing out of the ordinary.
Could this be a director's meeting discussion?
Let's just have the 3 of us and you first. Then we'll walk that down. Because we'll get our general thoughts, then you'll have the director submit their stuff back up, I'm envisioning. Morning of the 25th, Julie, Randy?
Mm-hmm. Yep, works for me.
Okay.
I think it would be helpful to add this, just the budget, to the director's meeting agenda, too, just to, you know.
General discussion?
Yeah.
Sure. That's fine. All right. Now we'll try it again. Going once, going twice. 10 o'clock. All right, here we go. We will close the administrative portion of our meeting.